morning. It's 10:44 a.m. on Sunday, February the 24th, 2019. Good morning. Yes, it's still morning. I'm at a full day. I have had a full day. I can't believe how much work I've got done today. Not all of it is. Not the work I necessarily had to get done, but some of it was kind of pressing. I had to... We were almost out of cat food. I had to make a grocery run, so... Made a grocery run. I set out this morning to do the walk, and then when I got back, I was going to go for the grocery run. But I opened the garage door. I had the keys in my hand. I got in the car. I was halfway to the grocery store before I remembered. Oh, I was going to walk first. So I just did the grocery run first, and then came back and went for the walk. So early this morning, I was working on a revised blurb for Ravenwood. I'm working with a bunch of people to try to get some new perspective on how those product descriptions might be more effective. The one I have now is, it's okay, but it doesn't really, there's no real hook. It's not, there's a hook, but it just sort of peters out at the end. I'm really not happy with it. It's a leftover from olden days. I can do better. So now I've got one that's, got a hook. I think it's still too long. But yesterday I was tied up in the world of advertising. And in the process of getting my mailing list, my newsletter put together, aligned, I've started paying attention to the advertising, and I had set up before an AMS, Amazon Marketing Services account. I had one set up already, linked to my account. And so I wanted to make sure, I wanted to see what they looked like. And I picked, I made two mistakes right off the bat. Well, I don't know if it's a mistake. Let me back up. There's a bunch of different advertising you can do. And the one that I've sort of looked sideways at was lock screen. So that when your Kindle or your Fire locks the screen, it puts an ad on the screen. It puts an ad on the page. And you can buy those ads. And I thought, wow, who's going to buy an ad from the lock screen? And it turns out, well, and that was also, who still reads on a Kindle? And apparently, a lot of people still read on a Kindle or on a Fire tablet. A lot more than I had expected. So I put together a couple of lock screen ads, one for Quarter Share, one for Ravenwood. Ravenwood doesn't have very many sales. I sell pretty reliably. I sell one book a day for each of the three Tanith Fairport stories. So, you know, that's three books a day. That's 90, pushing 100, 100 books a month on those three titles, which you know, that's $300. I'll take it. So, and that's just for a series that doesn't sell much at all. So I thought, all right, well, we'll use that as kind of a baseline to kind of see how much reach these have. And then unfortunately I paid too much for them. I could put in anything, and I put in 25 cents, and the downside of that is that I'm not going to get a good sample in terms of expressions, clicks, and buys. Impressions, clicks, and buys. So there, not a lot of people are going to see it. If they click it, it's going to cost me a quarter. And at most, I can only get 400 clicks before the ad runs out. And it's going to run for 8 weeks. So there's a lot of stuff that I need to address on that, not the least of which is there are other kinds of ads that I need to be investigating as well. And the general consensus on lock screen is waste of time. And it might be. It might be. But I'm going to test it. I'm going to check. I'm going to look. I'm going to see. But I have two good opening books. So quarter share, if I can get people to read three quarter share, I can get most of them, certainly more than half, to read double. And then 80 or 90% of those will read full. And if I got you that far, I'm going to get you till I push you off the cliff at ownership. So we'll see how that works out. I don't know. We'll see. So I got looking at the two titles and realized that the product description, the blurb for Ravenwood is pretty yawn-worthy. And so I've been wrestling it with the help of some friends to try to get it into shape, to try to get it into something a little more interesting to somebody who might stumble across the product page, like from an ad. So I still have to open an account with ConvertKit to handle the newsletter. I need to get the word out to people what the link is going to be, but I have to do some front-end work on it first. So I probably won't get to that until the first of the month, and we'll be working to get it ready for an email at the on the 15th of the month, because it's going to go out half past. So I'll do a monthly status update on the first of the month. I'll do a newsletter at mid-month, and so that'll be two updates a month for people who follow both. I'm also going to do some I'll do some, you know, what am I reading? I'll do a what am I reading thing. What do I like this month? For the newsletter. I'm supposed to ask a question. And I really should ask a question. I really should find out more about who all of you people are. I mean, I know some of you. I've talked to some of you. I've met some of you. But the vast number, particularly those who really don't read my books, but tune in periodically to see what I'm talking about, which I don't understand, but okay. Welcome. Glad to have you. I don't know anything about most of you. So I'm going to try to find out more. They're probably going to be silly questions. But I want to know more about who is out there and reading. Because if I'm going to do advertising, I really want to know who's most likely to want to see the advertising. That's true for social media. It's also true for advertising. It's true for mass market media. And I've relied on getting people corralled into places where they volunteered to hear what I have to say. And then that's good, like the Facebook group, the Article 37 group, and the Golden Age of Solar Clipper group. That's good. I like that. And I'll probably recommend those communities to people on the newsletter. So yeah, I don't know how much. One of the things that let me change topics about four times before I actually get a whole sentence out. One of the things that has been made painfully apparent to me with the demise of Google Plus is that communities are siloed. There are a lot of communities here and there and everywhere that don't necessarily talk to each other. Well, there's a certain level of overlap. Once you're in one community, you tend not to look for other communities of that same interest group. So one of the challenges I'm thinking about is how do we reach Science Fiction Writers of America members? Because not everybody reads their email. Not everybody posts on the forum. Not everybody. Oh, wonk post. Sorry, say it with me. Not everybody finds the same channels conducive to discussion. So I don't know this firsthand, but I've heard that CIFWA has a Slack, that there is a Discord, that there are these other communities that cannot, because of our legal implications, be official CIFWA channels, but where CIFWA members congregate and talk about being members of CIFWA, they talk about science fiction, they talk about, and in many cases, publishing. So it's an interesting challenge, it's an interesting idea. The G Plus groups that are going forth into the wilder world, it's been difficult to find a place that 50 of us can agree on. It's a small group, but finding a place where 50 of us can agree has been an ongoing challenge. We finally decided that we're going to go to Tapu Talk, and that's going to be good enough, so, okay, fine. I think it'll work out all right. It's basically a forum, and it's supposed to have a mobile app, but whether or not I invoke the mobile app is another question. At any rate, so yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's swirling around in my head, in addition to trying to sort out all the pieces of Cape Grace. I wrote the last chapter last night. I sat down, I put on my Pebble Beach soundtrack, and all it is waves crashing on a beach made of pebbles, and sat it for 25 minutes, and just kept going when the timer ran out, when it stopped playing, because I was really into how this was going to end. So I have the final scene. I have the final chapter. I know how it's. Somebody's doing wood smoke. I know how it's going to end. I know the final chapter. I know what that looks like. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to my 40 sentence outline and say, okay, what was the thing that was supposed to happen before this? And I'm going to go through. I'm going to go sit down and write that. And then I'm going to go back and say, well, what was the thing that was supposed to happen before that? And I'll write that. And while it's while it's backwards, it's completely counter to everything that I've ever done. Doesn't mean it won't work for this, where I'm trying to write a story that's going to sandwich between two books that already exist. And I'm happy with the final scene. I'm happy with the way it's turned out. I'm happy with the way that it segues into Half Share. I'm happy with the way that it ties off things on St. Cloud. And, oddly enough, it's not when Sarah Krug leaves the planet. That actually comes a little bit sooner. I do have to write the chapter where we meet Robert Montgomery. Monty. We need to meet Monty to answer the question that everybody has been asking. Who's the guy that's selling Welkie's on the orbital. No, it's not Otto. No, it's not his father. No, it's not his grandfather. It's actually not related to him. Monty Montgomery is the grandson of the first shaman. We still don't know how the first shaman comes to be. I don't know if we ever will. I have no idea how that happened. I have a suspicion. I have an inkling of what might perhaps be the idea. And we're probably not going to find out why Jimmy Pirano's mother stepped off the roof of Arum House. One sunny day in June. Car alarm. Can you hear it? I was covered with geese when I came out. There were geese everywhere. It was beautiful. And I was busy trying to take the picture and get it uploaded and get it all taken care of before the geese all flew by, but of course I couldn't do it because they were going too fast. There were a lot of them. There were like 7 or 8 flocks, good-sized flocks, 40, 50 birds each, honking to beat the band. They were wonderful. Goosey, goosey, goosey. I loved it. But now I was busy trying to get the pictures taken and uploaded and fumbling with my camera and all that. So life is good. I have that invigorated feeling that sometimes comes when I get back from a conference where I've had my eyes opened or my worldview challenged. Thank you to Rick Wayne for challenging it on MeWe. We have a writer's convention over there every day. And I made a disparaging comment about advertising, which I think I talked about on the 22nd. But anyway, it really made me stop and think. And I got in touch with David Goffrin, who is at the moment championing a corrective action to another Amazon fiasco. He's got a very interesting tweet thread where he proposes that addressing this issue isn't going to do any good, whatever we say as providers and customers isn't really going to matter because Amazon doesn't care. And if they don't care, they aren't going to fix it. If enough people complain, if enough readers complain that the book is plagiarized or that person is doing something that's harmful to their reading experience, then yeah, fine, maybe. But the problem is that most of the difficulty is coming from the supplier side, not from the buyer side. And Amazon's focus is completely customer-oriented. Something I need to work on, frankly. I've been good, I can get better. That's my story, I'm going to stick to it. Good is the enemy of best. Somebody wrote a book about that, I think. There's crows all over the ground here. I don't know, are two crows a murder? I know one crow is an attempted murder. Corvus Americanus. Well, he's not taking any bull from me. He's just standing right there looking at me like, okay, what are you gonna do? Huh? What are you gonna do? Come at me, bro. And I walked right by and he just eyed me over. Anyway. So here I am. I'm out. I'm walking. I got to get better at this. I got to do this more often. I should have walked on the trampoline. Yeah, that would have been a trick. On the treadmill yesterday, when I realized that it was 1 o'clock and I was still in my pajamas. But things are moving. Things are cooking. I am working on getting the business that has been sort of flapping in the breeze for some time now. I'm trying to get it back under control, get it back under some roof. What would Ishmael do? And while I can probably guess what he would do in a spaceship, I'm not sure what he would do with a writing career. But I'm going to work on it. In the meantime, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.